forever. Dog.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fun, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
With Kat and Pat.
Hey,
it's Kat
and fucking Pat.
And welcome to Seek Treatment,
a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
Okay,
Pat. And all five of those things equally. They're the Mount Rushmore of our project, and they're all represented in equal parts.
Not just that I struggle with being into guys who seem gay.
Yes, yeah, it's something you struggle with. It's something you fetishize. It's something you fetishize.
I don't fetishize it.
It's like, okay to fetishize it.
I like all different kinds of guys.
Okay.
And maybe I'm gay because last night.
And guess what? There's all different kinds of gays.
Last night I had a dream that A, absolutely my eyeballs popped out, but B.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, B.
And not elaborating.
I wasn't fucking Charlize Theron. I was fucking a porn star who looked like Charlize Theron.
Oh, that's new information.
Do you like that?
Yeah, but you. Okay, so that's something you.
And by fucking, I mean like we were just like rubbing like puss.
And I think that's how it works.
I've never done.
I think that's how it works. Yeah, but that's something you have shame around because when you came in, you kind of presented yourself as someone who had a dream about fucking Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
And now that we peel back the onion, we find out it's actually a porn star who looked like Charlize. And so I'm glad that you've had this journey of self-acceptance of what your dream actually was.
Well, we had quite a fucking talk this morning.
Well, you're having a bi-curious moment.
Why the fuck not?
By that, I mean you got really drunk on one night we were out and we're like, I think I might hook up with this girl and then didn't. And now you had a dream about a porn star.
So maybe I'm gay.
So maybe you're gay.
Wouldn't that solve my problem?
And that would be why you struggle with gay guys.
No.
Right. Am I not a therapist?
Wait. No, you definitely are a therapist. Don't look me in the eye.
Yeah.
Don't ever.
I know.
Ever talk down to yourself like that again. You are a therapist because you say you are one.
Thank you.
No, we had an absolutely crazy morning because my heart is in pieces because I've had an insane night.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much I can say about it. And I don't know how much I want to say. And I actually don't know at all how I feel about it, but I know that I woke up feeling B-A-D bad and honey, that is not a place I want to go.
But it's okay to feel bad and kind of work through that.
I don't want to actually ever feel bad. Fuck you. Okay. Hey, why do I feel so bad?
Because what happened makes people feel bad, but I think that that's okay.
I feel my ego is gently bruised.
But it's, your ego is gently bruised and that's fine. Because it's temporary. Even our bodies are temporary.
You know what? There's this amazing poem. There's an amazing poem I love. And then I'm going to get a little real here.
Wait, this amazing what?
Poem.
Okay, they said pod.
Have you ever read?
I was like, is she going to talk about...
I would never... Look at me. I've never heard another podcast. I would never listen
too.
To
another podcast. And I've never listened to this podcast.
I refuse to.
Yeah.
I actually need to get caught up. I need to figure out what I've said and how I've hurt the people closest to me.
And if I say the same jokes every single week, it's because I... Every day I leave this studio and I do not remember what I said for the last hour and a half. And then I come in 1 to 2 weeks later and do the same thing.
Totally. So years ago, and I'm looking it up right now so I don't fuck it up. Years ago, I was going through an absolute wreckage of a breakup. Here's the thing. It was like one of those, it wasn't even a good relationship, but I ended it, but it absolutely destroyed me. And I absolutely gained 35 pounds, maybe 20, but it felt like 35. And that's just people.
It was a heavy 30. It was a heavy 20. It was a heavy 20.
And people say they don't know. I'm like, you noticed. Like,
yeah.
People are like, you carry your weight well. And I'm like, fuck you.
You carry your weight well.
Okay, so I hung this poem on my wall and I was really sad. And it's called
Each. Absolutely despise you.
Okay, Pat,
keep going.
Just because I'm hilarious and confident doesn't mean that I don't have moments of weakness. It means that I don't. First of all, you know I'm an intellectual. Just because I don't like reading, arguing, or being alone doesn't mean I'm not an intellectual.
Read the poem. Read the poem.
Poem.
Read the poem.
People say poem. I don't like that. It's poem.
I say poem.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Oh my God, your tongue's outside your mouth. Poem.
Go, read the poem.
Stop. Don't. You're mad at me.
I'm not. You're addicted to looking things up during the pod.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you're in.
I'm in a fragile place right now because someone has bruised my ego. Okay. And that's all I'm going to say about
read
that.
Read the poem.
And when he hears us, he'll know what I'm saying. And wherever we are a few weeks from now, I wish him the best. Okay, this poem is cool. I love how I know I'm going to regret everything I've ever said.
Me too.
I can't wait to show my grandchildren this episode. Okay, so this is a poem by Stephen Dunn called Each from Different Heights. And the last line, oh my, dare I? The last stanza, if you will. And this is what This is what gives me
dying
solace.
For you to read the poem.
I know you're not. I'm astounded by the various kisses we're capable of, each from different heights diminished, which simply is the law. And the big bruise from the longer fall looked perfectly white in a few years. That astounded me most of all.
Every time someone reads a poem, I'm like, wait, well, what?
I know you're going to make fun of me.
No, I'm
just
like,
but that's an
wait,
amazing poem. The big bruise, even the biggest bruise.
Sometimes I'm like,
it's perfectly white in a few years. So see you guys in a few years.
Sometimes I'm like, am I bad at reading comp?
Yeah.
But I excelled on
the SATs. So you didn't get that? Or
well,
what?
Yeah,
what didn't you get?
No, I just like, I need to read it again. I don't remember it really. Like,
I prefer to read with my eyes, and I'm more of a visual learner than an auditor. The other aural, auditory.
I'm the kind of learner where I have to write it down. That's why I always
do that. I like that too, but I'm lazy. Anyways, what do you think is going to happen with my heart?
I think it's going to be fine. I think you'll go through this little moment of discomfort and you'll work through it. And think that's kind of the experience of humanhood. And I think that's okay.
Humanhood is. How are you before we?
I'm good. I actually had this really, what I did, because I have a really full day today. So I.
Same and also same.
Okay, cool. Calm down. I am. So I woke up at 6:30 and I ordered an Uber to the gym before I went to bed. So I had to wake up. And then I did miss that Uber, but then I was already up. So then I got a different Uber. Then I went to the gym. Then I had stuff to do. Then I came here. And
you Ubered to the gym?
I only did that in this moment because... Mm-hmm.
In that moment
because I wanted to make myself wake up. But the gym it's like a 25-minute walk. And listeners might not know because this will come out in August, but it is very, very cold in New York City where we do live and work and even perform.
August 2021.
August 2021.
New York City, which of course includes LA.
Yeah, thank you.
Wait, I know. And also like, no one's talking about this, but this is the day that I have to go return the keys to my old apartment. So it's also bringing up stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just a lot happening within me. And also I have fucking Joe's Pub tonight and I'm nervous. All I'm saying is I want to feel good and I feel bad, but you know what's gonna make me feel good?
Our guest.
This is insane that we even have her here because this is one of my favorite people on this planet.
Who I just met this morning,
and I've talked about her on the pod before because she's shown me immeasurable kindness, immeasurable love. She's one of the hottest up and coming artists of our time,
and we did just bond because she is from British, and we did bond over the fact that a certain Kit Kat campaign did air in the States and in British.
A, she's fucking from British, but B, she's about to be absolutely massive in the States. And we'll talk about that later at the end. But by August, she'll be a household name, bitch. Put your ears open for Lolly Adefope.
Hi,
welcome to the fucking.
Thank you so much.
Mix.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
I'm good.
How does it feel to be the first British guy?
Am I?
Yeah.
I feel it. It yeah. feels good.
How does it feel to receive an email from our producers telling you that the studio is near Barclays Center but not getting an address and having to call me frantically asking for it?
It actually felt quite good because I was already running late mm-hmm. and I knew I could sort of use that.
Yeah.
Totally. Leverage.
Leverage. Yeah, yeah.
That was a gap.
I've been waiting here for 25 minutes because I didn't know what the address was.
What happened this morning that made you out?
Oh, so I'm staying in a very fancy hotel because it's not I'm not paying for it.
Because she's the star, bitch.
And
when I'm in any hotel, I feel famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the bath products are Le Labo.
Oh,
what does that mean?
It's very like expensive. A very fancy, like nice, like lotions and shampoos and stuff.
So Le Labo means very expensive.
Yeah,
in British.
And here I was thinking it was French.
And last night I had. Like taken all of the products and put them away so that when they cleaned my room they would put more.
Oh wow.
And then
you
this morning
bitch.
Yeah. And this morning when I was having a shower I realized that there was nothing in the shower. So I ran out to try and get the Le Labo shower.
Soaking wet,
and I slipped and I can't.
Are you serious?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You're a baby.
Oh my
bird.
God, that's one of the ways people die.
It is. And I slipped once and then I caught myself and then I slipped again.
No, you did it.
13 Americans.
The saddest image. To come all the way to do that.
Holding the Le Labo in my hand.
13 Americans and 18 British a year die from going to get their Le Labo while they're in the shower. And it's actually an epidemic. And
people might say this is karma, bitch, because you're a thief.
I'm a thief. They would have found me in my room and
sprawled out.
Holding my hand and they'd
nude.
Be like, we knew it.
Yeah.
We knew this would happen.
Covered in yesterday's Le Labo.
She died the way she lived.
I'm having this fun. She died how she lived, covered in yesterday's Le Labo.
You know, when I was in British because of you, thank God, one of my lovers there, I showered at his place, mm-hmm. and he had this absolutely horrific neon green.
Oh yeah,
lime,
original source.
Lime?
Yeah, yeah.
Body wash? Is that
it's
a
like
thing?
Tingly.
What the fuck is that?
It's like a sort of young men's shower gel that I think people
it's
had
for men?
When they were like 18. It was like,
people, why does he still have it?
It's kind of like a sort of, I don't know, it's kind of like a tingly thing that I think people kind of like because it's.
I was like, what is this? Sensation. And he was like, you don't wash with lime.
Is that a British thing?
Yeah, that's actually cocky rhyming slang.
Yeah. I one of my lovers right now currently keeps saying he likes my scent.
Oh, I love that.
I hate that. It makes every time I'm like, scent. I shower. Yeah, I like to be odor. I would prefer to be odorless.
Oh, right.
Kind of barely exist, maybe even not exist.
Yeah, because you don't know what it is that he's referring to.
Yeah,
I love the scent of my lovers.
I'm like, okay, well, you like it. What if the rest of the world doesn't like it?
But I think the word scent is the problem as well. I think I like it the way you smell. Is I would prefer that.
He self-corrected to pheromones.
That's
when I started
sexy.
Freaking out.
That's when my head started going full Linda Blair. Pause. Do you guys mind if I tell an insane story?
No.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I once thought I was in love with this guy. We've been fucking at his place a bunch. He comes to my place. I'm like, something's off, like, you don't smell good to me, like, I'm not attracted to you in my place. We sort of end things. Years later...
Because of that.
Wait, well, you said that to him?
No, in my mind.
Yeah.
It sort of fizzles out. Years later, I run into his roommate at this thing, and I'm like, you smell so fucking good. Turns out, I was into his roommate's pheromones. I was fucking the wrong guy.
Wow.
No way.
Isn't that crazy? I was like, the guy was like, the roommate smells so good, and this guy smelled so bad when we were alone. But in his apartment, he smelled good.
Oh, wow.
So anyways, the roommate and I are now engaged.
That's beautiful.
Imagine the film, The Roommate.
You have to smell someone separate from their roommate right before you get married.
Well, how has your trip to the States been?
It's been wonderful. It's been very cold.
Mm-hmm. Is it cold in Brit?
It's not as cold.
But famously it is.
Yeah, it's cold more of the year. But it's not as cold as it is now in New York.
Do you ever watch Ladies of London?
No, I've never heard of that.
It's so good.
Is it like The Real Housewives?
It's like The Real... I don't know why they didn't just call it Real Housewives of London. It's on Bravo. Basically, like... it's
licensing issue.
Yeah,
yeah.
Two women. It's like basically a couple women from America moved to London into British society. And they kind of get friends with like British... Do you know Caroline Stanbury?
No.
My favorite woman in the world. She owned Gift Library. This is boring.
Yeah.
But whatever. So they have drama. But now then there was a season where there's like more Americans than British, and then it got canceled.
I guess that's why it can't be The Real House, because it's like people who are coming over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now Caroline Sandberg lives in Dubai, and her gay friend is the only housewife gay friend I've ever really connected with. Luke, her hairdresser. Sometimes it said hairdresser in his lower third, sometimes it said friend. Do not put him in a box.
He's a multi-hyphenate.
I love the gay assistants, but also hate them, and that's kind of what I worked on therapy.
Do you watch Made in Chelsea?
Excuse me?
Do you watch Made in Chelsea?
No.
I think you'd like that.
What is that, may I
Made in Chelsea
ask?
Is like...
bitch.
You fucking bitch.
I think you'd like that.
Okay, I'm being challenged by a guest.
They have boxing
really
gloves
good.
On.
It's like Jersey Shore, like any of those shows, but it's like posh people in Chelsea in
cool.
London.
Posh.
Yeah.
So posh is good?
No.
But
posh is aspirational, but it's not good.
Bougie.
Yeah. Like
someone said we
rich.
Don't have posh people in America.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
But what if you say someone's quite posh? That's good, right? It means they're like bougie.
What about posh space?
I think it used to be good, but now people realize that actually those people are
because now
people.
It's like you have to be like gritty and like...
Yeah, and posh people are just like privileged and...
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess it's like the equivalent of like the Gossip Girl sorts
yeah,
of people.
They're posh.
Yeah.
Oh, they're... Yeah. I feel like they're just rich.
But posh is rich
yeah,
in a
posh
way.
Is rich. Posh is like... Speaking like this and sort of
so
like,
posh is rich, but maybe you lack like actual substance.
Yeah, posh is probably like a pejorative term for someone who's
now,
rich.
Now, what about baby? Let's go through all the spaces. What does it mean to be baby?
Okay, what does it mean to be baby?
Baby is young, it's a child.
You know what? The number one thing that raised me was the Spice Girls. Do you feel the same?
No.
Were they as big there as they were here?
Oh yeah, they were huge.
Okay.
But I think. Young black girls probably have a tough time
with being scary
because they're always scary Spice and they don't even know to question it because they also love the Spice Girls and then you grow up and you're like oh
that is so fucked up.
Yeah.
Who invented you?
Hmm. Rory Gilmore.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Or Lorelai Gilmore.
Didn't see that coming.
See,
I don't even like that show.
I do like
but I like
show.
You.
I do like that
and
show.
That's a testament to that show.
I do like the show, but I don't like Alexis or Lauren. But I like the show.
Yeah. I love Lauren so much.
See, Lauren to me tries too hard.
She tries
Yeah,
so
but then when, I think
hard.
When you're watching it when you're like 14, you're like, she's the coolest.
Yeah.
But now it's too much. If you met her in real life, she's the original Mrs.
Someone who I talked to recently saw her snowshoeing.
B.
What does that mean?
B.
B saw her snowshoeing. I don't ask any questions about that. Lala, look at me. That's all you need to know. A mutual friend named B
saw Lauren Graham snowshoeing.
And I won't say where because I don't want to deal with that. I have to say that I had an Uber driver recently who said he'd seen every episode of Gilmore Girls. And in the same conversation, I was in the backseat talking to a friend, being like, talking about how I wanted to go in an open relationship because I wanted to have a boyfriend, but I still wanted to fuck as much as I want. And the guy, the Uber driver, turns to me and goes, "You sound like a guy. Can you believe that?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, what year is it, bitch?" And then he's like, "By the way, I've seen every episode of Gilmore Girls." And I was like, "What crazy roller coaster am I on?" And not only on, but
he took off his mask and it was me. It was me driving the car.
"You sound like a guy."
I'm having a confusing experience right now because I did read some of the reviews of her show, and some of them are like, "I hate when Pat laughs into the mic," and some of them are, "Pat doesn't talk into the mic enough." So I'm like, kind
don't
of like
read the
jerking
reviews.
My
don't
head.
Read the reviews.
Know,
don't
but
read
well,
the
you're
reviews.
Underestimating the fact that I'm fucking obsessed with myself.
No,
sure.
I've been through this because I actually famously have done Edinburgh shows.
Okay.
And I read everything that anybody ever said, and I read every tweet because I was like, I just need to know. I have to know what's out there. And it's just, you just are better off not knowing.
Yeah.
You either have like
better now.
Either you're like, okay, I feel bad because of what I've read, or you're like, I feel stressed because I don't know what's out there.
Yeah.
But I think feeling stressed is maybe, because eventually stress passes.
It's painful to be alive. There's no good option.
No.
I learned that again this morning. I woke up and I thought, yep, it's definitely painful to be alive.
Yeah. You forget and then you realize. Yeah.
Fuck, it sucks when you remember.
Yeah.
Wait, so we asked you if how New York was. You said it was cold. And then
it's cold, but it's also great. Also, another thing I just remembered about the Scary Spice thing is that when I was doing the photo shoot the other day, the stylist held up an outfit that was like animal print. But it was really nice. Uh-huh. And I tried it on and I was like, oh, this is great. And then she was like, I'm actually not going to put you, because she was black as well. And she was like, they're always trying to put black girls in animal print, and I'm not going to do that to you. And I was like, thank you for having my back.
Amazing.
I wouldn't even have thought of it, right. Even though I've had that experience before.
Yeah.
Of being put in animal print.
Yeah, age 5.
Oh my god, no one's ever put me in animal print, and that's privilege.
That's privilege.
Cool. I choose when I want to be in animal print, and that is my privilege speaking. And I'm sorry.
Now, Lal, what are your stats? What are your numbers?
Okay, we need to talk about, you're gonna die. Her boyfriend is absolutely divine.
Okay.
Drop the stats. What are your numbers? Who are you? Where are you from? What's your situation?
I need to know who's, and my famous catchphrase tattooed on my lower back, who's your boyfriend?
Wait, what are the stats?
It's time to play.
To say?
Who's your boyfriend? The stats.
The stats, like who, like, yeah, like, if
your
you,
where am I from?
Well, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in South London.
So can you explain what that is?
So
is it where we were?
Yes, but that's not where I grew up.
So for listeners, it's where
so
they
I feel
were.
Like you lied to me.
No,
for listeners, it is where we were.
So London, there's north, south, east, and west.
I've heard of them.
Okay, it's sounding like Oz for sure.
And it's very similar.
London is like Oz, and that there's directions.
And that I'm always trying to go back.
Yes.
And red shoes.
And red shoes.
Third beat.
So I grew up in, because there's different zones. So like the center of London is zone one in a circle, and then the wider circle is zone two, and then you keep going out.
Oh, it's concentric circles, London?
Yeah.
Sounds like Hunger Games, districts.
Yes, it is exactly.
I don't want to know about that.
I don't either, but
that's
I do.
Not a part of my life.
I think Suzanne Collins is hack.
Don't know.
I think Suzanne Collins is hack. I do. And she's hack.
Is that the writer?
Yeah.
Bored.
That's the writer, right?
I think she's hack too.
I like to think them all hang out. I call them the franchise girls. It's like J.K. Rowling's Queen Bee. And then there's like Stephanie Meyer is like her number two. And then Suzanne Collins. And then Harper Collins came out with like her new Kit to Kill a Mockingbird to like try to get in with the franchise girls.
She's never gonna be part of this.
And they're like, you can't.
That isn't gonna happen. Someone said my voice sounded like Jennifer Lawrence, and I want to say I've heard that before.
Wow.
You know?
Is she, I don't know.
I feel
like
she's more, she's got quite deep voice, isn't she?
Okay.
No. Okay. That,
I
Lolly.
I hope I lied to you.
I hope you got what you wanted from that.
I won't stand.
Lolly,
for
she's
that.
Having a rough morning.
Lolly.
Remember on this podcast when Catherine's having a rough morning, she sounds like Jennifer Lawrence.
Oh my god. Kate said I'm having a rough morning. Okay, concentric circles.
Concentric circles. So where we were mm-hmm. was zone 3.
Oh. Was I staying in zone 1?
This is so dystopian. It's freaking me out.
Zone 2, I think.
Love.
Zone 1 is like Oxford Circus.
Is it posh?
Probably in the middle.
Does it get less posh as you go out? And more shit. And more shit.
Zone 1 is like Times Square. Like people wouldn't really live right in the center.
I know someone who lives in Times Square.
Wow.
You emailed someone who lives in Times Square?
I know someone who lives in Times Square.
And then never replied.
Yeah, but I'll just pick your brain about living in Times Square. I'm working on a piece. I'm working on a piece about zone 1. I would love to pick your brain about living in Times Square.
I really thought you said it. I emailed someone. Oh my god. Wait, we were in zone 3.
We were in zone 3. And I grew up in zone 5.
Oh, so even
like,
further.
It's like the suburbs.
It's like a suburb. So is it like cutesy?
Not really, no. There are cutesy suburbs, but I just grew up in a quite a standard.
What's interesting about these zones is that, and I'm saying this as someone who's kind of never been even around London, but I don't know if this has ever been proffered as like kind of an interesting thing about London, but I will kind of say it on my podcast, based in America, that as in zone 5, you think like, oh, wow, like, you know, my neighbors are all zone 5-ies. But like, since it's a concentric circle, some of your zone 5 friends might live all the way across London.
Yeah. And that's called geometry. This is a 9th grade geometry class.
And that's called directions, you know?
Yeah, I think
sometimes
zone 5
just
isn't really a group. People wouldn't be like, oh, you're also zone 5.
There's no identity.
Because
you're closer with your zone 4 Southwest people.
Exactly,
oh my God, so what do you guys call yourselves?
The Southwest crew.
The Southwest crew.
I think you leave the place that you don't want to live in anymore and then you live in a nicer place.
Hold my hands. Sometimes there's more than just one direction.
Wow.
That's British, right? Aren't they from there?
You stole that from me.
Sorry, that's one of Lolly's hit stand-up jokes that I just absolutely ripped from her throat.
Oh, are you serious?
That's one of my oldest bits.
Is that what your whole Edinburgh show was?
Yeah.
So only two.
Are you addicted to zone 3? You're like, I'll never leave zone 3.
It's more like people don't really
Have you ever talked about the zones this much?
Never in my life.
The zones are fascinating to me.
People don't really refer to stuff by zones.
Okay,
like,
I do.
We're not most people.
If you're going to come to London and start talking about zones.
We're coming back.
To me, it's psycho to have zones and not talk about it.
Yeah.
I guess
you're just ignoring the zones.
South, so why are they Southwest, there? Southeast.
South.
That's how we would refer to it. But then you look at the map, it is split into zones. Because zones is basically how much you get charged on your Oyster card, which is like your Metro card.
An Oyster card.
Yeah.
Very Long Island to have an Oyster card.
I don't know why it's called Oyster card. So if you're going from zone 5 to zone 1, you have to pay more money. Because it's like a big... But if you're going to zone five,
that should be the most expensive because you're going all the way across. Whatever.
I think it depends. Well, if you're going through zone 1, then it is expensive. But if you're somehow going round zone 5,
I am asleep. And one of the main things I want to touch
this
on
is sort of my brand.
You.
I'm fascinated.
Let's get into you.
Mm-hmm.
Lolly.
My stats.
Yeah. So you have a boyfriend.
Oh wait. First of all, yeah. And you just moved in together.
We just moved in together. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He's wonderful.
He is beyond.
Thank you so much.
You meet this guy and you think, either A, adopt me, but B, how can someone who's known me my whole life adopt me?
Never been done before, except for when Kirstie Alley adopted Olsen twin in It Takes Two.
Now, Lolly, did you guys go on the Soprano tour?
We went on the Sopranos.
Tell us fucking everything.
Wait, is he on the Sopranos? Never watched.
No. He just is a huge fan of the Sopranos, and we thought it'd be funny to go on the Sopranos tour. So much to say.
Oh, I see what you mean. I thought you meant the cast of Sopranos, like traveling around the country, kind of like.
I fucking wish.
Doing scenes.
Do listeners of the pod.
Knocking on doors and doing scenes.
Listeners of the pod need to know how addicted I am to the Sopranos.
And listeners of the pod.
It is fantastic. I'm only halfway through. It's great.
So what was the tour?
The tour was a guy who's been in an episode of the Sopranos.
Wow.
Leading the tour.
One episode.
Francisco's my boyfriend. Francisco's friend had done the tour a few months ago. and sort of told Francisco like bits about it so that he would be ready. And there's one part of it which is that a guy who's in like two seasons sells t-shirts out of the back of a Cadillac before the tour.
So sad.
And so we knew that that was going to happen and we were kind of like anticipating it.
Does his character sell t-shirts outside of a car? Out of a car?
No. Cool. And they market it in such a weird way. So you go and we were like, it was freezing cold. We were like trying to get on the bus and the guy was like taking off our names and then said, okay, well, when you get on the bus, don't sit in the reserved seats, sit in the ones behind those. But for now, you get to meet one of the actors. And then pointed at this Cadillac. And then, but we, and you can't see who the actor is.
And
he hasn't said anything. Yeah. So we sort of like walked over and then Francisco was like, I know what this is. This is going to be him trying to sell out his t-shirts.
No.
And so we just sort of walked back two steps to the bus. And we're like, it's very cold. Can we come in the bus?
Were people like clamoring for the teas?
No, not at all. Oh. It was like quite a small group on the tour anyway.
Shocking.
But it's just kind of weird that the way that they say, like, take a look in that car.
Yeah.
And who knows what you'll find.
Can I
say body.
Right by the school where I pick up the kids I nanny is the exterior shot, is the apartment that's the exterior shot of their apartment in Friends. And there's always people like taking pictures of it. And I was walking by with the kids the other day and I was like, that's so sad. And the little boy was like, why is it sad? I was like, I guess it's not. And walking.
They're trying to enjoy their one life on earth, but we're going to drag them. We're going to absolutely drag them.
That boy's so wise.
Yeah, I know. Okay, are you dead? That was amazing. You're addicted. You're obsessed. I'm calling the police. Part one is over now, but make sure you tune in for part two this Wednesday. Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.